In a world, four friends, one mission, to bring freedom to everyone involved.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Doing a thing for the podcast.
Did you say the name?
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast. Oh shit, it's about to get weird.
There's two of us holding the friggin' fort together, man.
Shit's about to get
it's
weird.
It's like the Alamo, Fort Apache, Siege of Fireblaze, Gloria.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there we go, Rich. Arlie, Ermy, and Wingshauser fucking firing off what's left. The fucking con come across the fucking wire.
Here it comes. Here it comes. What's up, everybody? It's Mikey. I'm kind of alone and unafraid of the Freedom Friends, but my good buddy Jim decided to come by. I don't know why they always refer to you as from the episode of Fuck You, Sir, because you've been on like five times.
I'm like batting back triple A from Pawtucket, batting third.
Right? Like, fuck.
This righty hails from friggin', like, through Mass.
You're definitely not fucking like just from that one episode.
I know, but it's okay.
It's super weird that they always do that. I'm like, dude, okay. Why don't we just call him Jim? Like,
Jim, hi.
They know who the fuck he is. Yeah. Like, what the hell? But it is the Freedom Friends podcast. Scott, John, and Jazz are in Vegas.
They are
right now enjoying themselves at the convention. I talked to John a little while ago. He said it's going pretty well.
Good. Yeah, they look like physically, I'm not sure how they're doing, but mentally, they're at least getting the job done.
Scott, I saw a picture of Scotty Boy, and he looked like he was recovering. And he wasn't all the way done.
He wasn't recovered, man.
He was not ready. And part of the reason he's not recovered yet is your fault. Which we're going to get into.
Yes,
we're
going
to get into. But I just want to say to the boys out there, we miss you. We're glad you guys are doing and everything. And Jazz, happy belated birthday. His birthday was Saturday.
19 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Like 36, 36 going on Jesus. Fucking 19.
Fucking
yeah. Yeah, dude, brought to you by warfightertobacco.com. Use that code FREEDOMFRIENDS. Score yourself that sweet 15% off discount over there. And, of course, our good friends over at owellness.us for all your CBD needs. Use that code FREEDOMFRIENDS25. Score yourself a quarter off your order there. Big Jim, have you been, sir?
Well, let me tell you, do I have a story or two for you, pal?
So, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Just got married.
I did.
Down in the beautiful country of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Now, correct me, were you and your old lady already legally married?
We were legally married because of COVID. We did the justice of the peace thing.
You should have told me. I'd have just signed your paper. I'm ordained as fuck.
That would have been so much fun.
Right?
I'd rather have your signature on your thing. We were going to do like that like 3 weeks before we left.
Yeah.
But it was like a year over because of COVID. So we got it done in between tax purposes and everything else. It was just easier to do. So
sure.
Then we finally had the destination wedding with 20 of our degenerate friends, low on family. Well, I mean,
at a certain point, your friends become your family.
Well, that's kind of how it was, at least on my end. You know, we've got two of Julie's brothers, but one of them is a really good friend of mine. We don't see much of her other. Big Leon was down there.
Made this table.
He did make the table and the humor went back there. Yeah. So he was down there. Eli was down there. Julie sees him every day. And then her mom was down there. And then everybody else was Scott and John and their significant others. Big Robert Oberst was down there coming fresh off of World's Strongest Man 2021.
I was so upset. He barely missed it, man.
It was good because I got to kind of get like the debrief on like what the things that happened, and he wasn't as pissed as he was the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's getting ready for the Shaw Classic in a couple of months, and then we'll get ready again for Worlds.
Dude, he's such a fucking good dude.
24 months, man. He's got 24 months, a couple of more major competitions.
His shoulders scare me.
Well, we're going to see his shoulders on here in San Antonio in September for USA Strongest Man or America's Strongest Man. He's going to try to go after that title.
Nice.
So he'll be back in San Antonio in September.
Beautiful.
But we had a good time. We had an interesting crew down at in Jamaica. And if we're going to get into that, we can get into it.
Get into it, buddy.
So it was kind of funny. So we get down there, get through the airport, get to the thing, and get in the water. Scott shows up. You know, it was kind of a mellow Thursday night. Friday morning, the bar's open at 10 o'clock. I hand Scott his first whiskey drink. He's like, I haven't had breakfast, but thanks, buddy. You know, he's pounding that.
How many times did he get called a boomba clod?
it's kind of, he's funny, man, because they're, so we stayed on a, so Montego Bay, two resorts. We stayed on the smaller, sort of more boutique one. It was real nice, but for the amount of sheer amount of booze we drank, and a lot of it's the frozen drink things. These guys are, you know, you can watch them pour in the rum. There's no way we'd still be standing after the first day.
Yeah.
Nobody got sick. Nobody got stupid drunk. Nobody, there's no fights. Like, and I think that's like the biggest thing. They have to water down the booze. And that's kind of one of the things, you know, thrown out to the listeners. There's no way in hell they don't water down the booze, because they're literally pouring the stuff, the rum. You see the rum floating on the frozen drink, and there's no way. I mean, by like day three, Obi's like, look, I just want rum and Cokes. It was this much rum, this much Coke. And he's like, man, I'm good. I got to drink 20 of these. And we were, you know, they give you the big thing. And
sure.
There's no way. And the reason why I say this is because when I was coming through duty free on the way to Jamaica, I got two bottles of Blantons, $60 a pop. That's pretty much what you pay. It's hard to get in Texas because a lot of the bars kind of scoop it up. So I'm like, oh, good price. Got two bottles. So I'm getting ready for my wedding on Sunday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. And get some music playing. The guys were out doing whatever the fuck they were doing. I'm like, I'm going to have some Blantons. After two drinks, I'm like, holy shit. So, you know, and then we
it's a little different.
Yeah, I was completely different. And you have access to whiskey, Jim Beam, Jack in the room, Call. I mean, most of the stuff at the Sandals are Call. So you're getting like Absolute and that kind of stuff. And we're drinking all that stuff. Nothing really. I mean, we killed an entire bottle of Blantons and a half.
Ugh.
Glenfiddich, Jim Beam, and then whatever else between me, Scott, John, and a couple other guys. And that I was way more hammered than that night than I was any other time. And I try to stay away from like the frozen drinks. I was worried I was going to get sick. After a while, I'm like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Pour me whatever the fuck. And then we went through the list. My buddy from England literally went through the front and the back.
Yeah.
And he's not a big drinker. He's a Jack and Coke guy, you know, from friggin' Birmingham, like big burly fucking dude, spent a lot of time bouncing in these bars and outside of London, and another strong man, and just nothing. We're just like, dude, we should be on the floor. So
I wonder what they were thinking when all you big motherfuckers come walking through the door.
It's kind of funny. So the first or second day,
because they'll see you and they're like, damn, he's big. And then they see John, and they're like, fuck, he's tall. And then they see Scott and they're like, hey, he's a big dude. And then like Obi walks through, like, holy fuck. It's like, Jesus.
Rob
man.
Had the place wired for whatever the hell he wanted. And we're like, hey, the big guy wants rum. And they're like, okay. And the guy's, you know, he's pouring like a shit ton of Appleton's because the distillery's like, I guess, right around the corner. That's Jamaican rum.
Yeah.
It's
great rum.
And it's good rum, right? So you're like, oh, clearly. And they had the reserve too. So you could ask for the reserve in your drinks if you wanted to. It's funny because they
do you think it's environment, like environmental, like just like, cause you're in a state of mind of like, dude, I'm on vacation. And like just your whole body relaxes, including all like the capillaries and everything start moving slower. Do you think that maybe because you're already in like a constant state in your mind of more relaxation that the booze affects you at a slower rate?
You know,
it's nice to think. I don't think that's true, but it'd be cool theory.
We would be at. So we go from the ocean to the pool, and there's like five of us. So kind of like you said, everybody's sitting there. And our smallest guy, Glenn, works with my wife since the inception of the company that they run together. And the security guard comes out and is like, hey, sir, you can't smoke. Didn't say anything to me, Scott, John, or Obi.
Just straight all to puffing him.
Straight to him. And they would do stuff like that. So they, every couple of days they'd hunt us down. I'm like, you can't smoke cigars. So the second or third night, so I started doing like mojitos and stuff like that. And the guy at the night guy at the main bar, fucking incredible mojitos, nice and sweet, but plenty of booze. You watch him make it. I can drink these all night.
Sure.
So
the hangover hurts the next day because
my
sugar,
brother-in-law but. Leon, I think Scott was involved, start discussing perhaps absconding with one of the boats at the resort. So
absconding.
So my buddy
commandeering. It's a nautical term.
Not a nautical term, otherwise known as fucking straight up stealing a boat.
Grand larceny.
Either Scott was. So it was definitely Obi and Leon. And Mike, my brother-in-law. So me and my other buddy, Mike from England, were like, hey, just before we do this, we're talking to the bartender, like, what do the jails look like in Jamaica? I kind of want to get a feel for what exactly I'm getting into. So while we're trying to figure out what Jamaican prison looks like, these assholes go and they steal a boat and they fucking take off.
Allegedly.
Allegedly steal a boat. So they take off on the boat and there's a sort of this like, it kind of reminded me of fucking that stupid Kevin Costner Waterworld movie. They've got all these like huts that are like $9,000 a night. They Jesus take Christ. Fucking screaming off across the bay in this, I don't know what the hell it was. One of the trams, water trams that goes out to the island restaurant thing. And they're like driving around that. And then the guy comes and then one of the guys finally sees him. And it's like, hey, you guys got to come back. And like, then he's like, then he realizes probably should take the keys from all the boats because they had this big dragon landing craft looking thing that went over to the Thai restaurant. And that was like the next thing. So we're like, where the hell did these guys go? Like, I want to be part of this fucking pirate operation, but no, we missed out on the fucking stealing of the boat thing. So I think at that point, I think the resort was friggin' kind of like wondering what the fuck they'd gotten themselves into.
Yeah.
But, was it
crowded?
Yeah. So you had to make a lot of reservations. We would end up going to a restaurant with everybody and trying to, you know, we'd be split into two, you know, six or eight seat things. And, then they were like amazed because we'd be asking for like two or three main meals. Like, hey, I want two surf and turfs. I want this and want that. They never said no, but they're looking at you funny. And it's like, look, man, like you got to feed us. Like you see, Obi's like 4'10 at this point, you know, he's coming down from Worlds. You know, I want a steak and I want another steak and I want another steak. So we're ordering like three or four meals and they're looking at us, but they served us. So, food was okay. Breakfast was always good. Can't screw up breakfast.
Fucking love breakfast.
Yeah. So like
I eat breakfast every fucking meal.
Three or four eggs. The guy's looking. I'm like, yeah, just throw it on the top of my scrambled eggs. Breakfast was always good. But what they did do, because of COVID, instead of having the buffet like you normally go through, they had somebody serving you. So now they're putting a little bit and it's like, okay, oh, I need a little bit more. I need
keep it coming, pal.
Keep it coming, you know? And then half the time you're like, I don't want to be like an asshole. So it's like, I'll have a pancake. I'll have a little bit of syrup and now your shit's dry. So, but I always made sure I got up in time. We ate breakfast and then we just kind of got going. John, I'm pretty sure is now a Navy SEAL with the amount of diving he did down there.
Yeah.
Like it was good though. Every morning he would go get up, him and his old lady. And then they got like certified and then they got master divers certified. I think John can confirm or deny that.
Well, because I know that they wanted to get certified before they went down there. So they could scuba dive.
They got open watered.
Yeah.
Both of them. John got recertified and his old lady. And then they just kept going. Yeah. The guy's like, hey, you've done enough dives. So the problem with Jamaican waters is it's very clear. So it's good for all the stuff that you want to do, but it's overfished. So I think they saw like a lionfish and some other stuff. We went snorkeling, literally jump off the boat. I'm like, okay, seas were a little choppy because that stupid storm was coming in.
Yeah.
And
you guys about butt fucked by that thing.
It looked like we're going to. And then the only time it really rained was on Sunday on our wedding. And then they put a big canopy up and it never mattered anyway.
Yeah.
The next day, sun, good to go. Our wedding night, pretty much there was no rain. We were in the pool, so there was no issues. But I jump off the boat. You're in your bullshit. I have the full face mask thing. And I'm like, oh, this will be good. You're in about 15 feet of water. Turn around, get smoked in the face with water, get knocked around. I'm like, all right, this is bullshit, man. I'm gonna bitching out. Like, this sucks. I took the wrong. They gave you either a big friggin' floaty or a small floaty. I took the small one. So I got off the boat about 10 minutes later. Scott got on the boat. I think he was getting sick and getting knocked around. And I just dove off the boat while everybody was scuba diving, but there wasn't anything to see.
Yeah.
And I think they saw like a ray. And I was like,
I think the last time I went snorkeling in like water like that, I was in Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was nice. It was nice. And I remember the dude on the boat was like dropping fucking feed. So like all the fish were going nuts. So he's like dropping around us. So he like come up to us and shit. But, it was like touristy bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
yeah, like they take you out for an hour and you kind of do your thing. And then they was like, we'll do a
booze. It's like $100 or some shit. And you go out snorkeling or whatever. Yeah.
The one thing with sandals is they give you a lot of those are all included. The one thing we did do that was cool was, Scott arranged for us on Monday to kind of go out into the hinterlands of Jamaica. It was a little canned, so we went to the grill, but we got to go through a couple of bad neighborhoods. So we go up through these bad neighborhoods and the guy's kind of telling us like a lot of gang activity. This is going on, that's going on. And then they had army checkpoints, which is kind of, it was just fucking cool. And then we drove by an army camp and they had a bunch of like the little Land Rovers and all their dudes are all kitted up and shit. So we got to kind of fucking see
Jamaica's an ally, right?
Yeah. I mean, they, so the guy, the bus driver guy or the guy who had our van or what was telling us, like the government wants to kind of get cozy with the Chinese, like half the government does and the people don't because they're not into communism because the Chinese are trying to do that whole bullshit Belt and Road thing and trying to build stuff. So they built a highway straight through and it's a toll road, but the people aren't too crazy about that. Whatever. So there are, their military, the ARs, body armor, the guys didn't look altogether thrilled to be there kind of thing. There's a bunch of different checkpoints and these kind of bad neighborhoods.
Probably underpaid.
Yeah, probably severely underpaid. Old like 70s era, like fucking tets popped up and stuff. But I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. We get to see that.
We're rocking shelter halves and shit.
Then we went into the grill and stop at this place. And literally this dude in a fucking like velvet red suit rolls up on a little Vespa. And he's got all kinds of fucking, you know, drugs and a big medallion. So the guys took pictures with that guy and stuff like that. We ate out, you know, on like one of these little friggin' Jamaican things. And then we got to go to Rick's Cafe, which is a, it's become more touristy. It's a bar and a grill, but you can jump off these huge fucking like cliffs.
Okay.
So everybody did it. And then Obi's like, I'm going to do it because he does his podcast and his social media shit. Sure. And I look at Scott because we weren't wearing bathing suits. So I'm like, well, he's like, fuck. He's like, all right. But he's like, I don't want fucking monkey ass. So we had one of the only one of the females.
That's why you always wear silkies, man. If you always wear silkies, these problems don't come up.
Chafing.
Yeah, take your silkies off. Free ball the rest of the night.
I know, you're good.
Fuck it.
So I look at Scott. I'm like, you want to do it? He's like, fine, we'll do it. So we all did. So you have to jump off a little baby one, like 10 feet. All right, we did that one. And then we go up and it's like a 35 foot fucking drop. John did it and he claims it was his ass cheek slapping the water. But we were like, ooh, when he jumped off, we're like, oh. So Obi did it. And then I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm just jumping. Like, I'm just fucking, just I'm not fucking thinking about it. So he jumped off and we all kind of just plummeted into the water and shit. And I friggin' bruised my arm because fucking you hit.
So it was 35 feet is no shit, dude. People don't realize.
Yeah. Another buddy of mine is like, I thought, you know, I'm like, dude, after like 20 something feet, you get that scared of heights thing. So.
Well, because you try to hold your breath when you jump.
Yeah.
And then you realize, fuck, I'm still holding my breath and I haven't touched the water yet.
And then you're like,
yeah. And then you got to go, you know, do that explosive breathing to like get a breath in, you know.
I try to do like the friggin' Coast Guard thing, you know, and fucking it just fucking boom, hit the water. But you go like 3 feet in and then you jump like, because it's so salty, you bounce right back up.
Sure. That's the other thing is it's buoyant.
Yeah.
Like when you, because like I know in the Marines, like when we train, like, cause we have the 50 foot tower.
Right.
Right. And you could do that and you do that shit in kit and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember I did it with a helmet. It was a helmet. I think it was just a helmet is all they made you wear. Like for the 50 foot one.
I don't think it was a backpack. I don't remember though.
I don't think you did for the backpack. Cause it'd probably break your fucking shoulders. You know what I mean? But, I know for the 10 foot, we had to do the backpack thing, but like, as far as like for the 50 foot, I think it was just a helmet, but it was like, cause you step to the edge, you look up, look down, fucking take a breath, and then like you cover yourself and then take a step out and you hold your helmet down and then you jump. And then you normally just terminal velocity sends your ass. So you end up like going in at an angle anyways.
Yeah. I was trying to remember that shit and half fucking remember what I saw in that stupid Kevin Costner Coast Guard movie. So I'm like fucking this. And then I get up in the water and I'm like fucking this. And then I fucking, you know, you go swimming into the thing. But so they had that. And then they had one that was a little 10 feet higher. My buddy from England just like fucking boom, 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 jumped. He jumped so fast that we're like, I don't think we even got it on video. And then they had the guy. So they have lifeguards who are like mailing it in. Cause they had a woman that was like in severe distress and, nobody did shit except for the people that were with her who also couldn't swim. So she's fucking flailing around and they get her in. And then that guy, if you pay him $20 or whatever, and somebody had already paid. So they come around like with a thing and he's like, oh, these guys paid him $20. He's going to jump. You got to want to get him. Like, well, you already paid him the $20. Why do I like, he's jumping.
Yeah.
He goes up, I don't know, another 30 feet in this rickety ass thing and just fucking plummets. And it's just like, fuck.
Now you're talking like 60 foot.
It was like a 60 foot plus. It was more than the 50. So shit, dude, maybe another 20 feet, maybe 70.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking.
How deep is this fucking pond?
It fucking goes in and you can kind of see a little bit on the side of this like sort of cave culvert fucking thing that they've got going on. And they tell Obi like, hey, man, jump to the side. It's a little deeper there. You're kind of a bigger guy. Now that motherfucker goes straight down. And then I just kind of jumped like right next to him.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law, like Leon, he's 300 plus pounds too. He jumped.
Well, he's 6 foot, what, nine?
He's 6 foot nine.
Yeah.
So he goes down and they all just pump back up. So I'm like, eh. And Obi's like, I wasn't worried. I knew you knew what you were doing. I'm like, all right, bud.
I appreciate the vote of confidence, yeah, bro.
Vote of confidence. I went where they fucking told me, like, hey, go off a little bit to the left. But by the time you realize you've hit the water and you're like, oh, dear God, thank you. You've rocketed back up to the surface, but there's like little kids, you know, cause they bring in buses and tourists. But the guy was telling me like in the '70s, this guy from America, used to go to Negril before it was Negril. And then him and his sons started this bar. And it wasn't corporate, it wasn't whatever. And now it's all marketed and the menus are all friggin' marketed, Rick's Place, and you can buy t-shirts and all that shit. But we had a good time. They had like an infinity pool and we just watched people doing whatever. And the infinity pool was cold. That was a cool thing. It was like super, super cold and it was super, super hot. So we did that. That was a good day. We ate out of fucking coconuts and shit. And we got to see a little bit of Jamaica. A little can, though. We were trying to get into trouble. And then Obi wanted to go to a strip joint with a midget in downtown Montego Bay. And I was kind of like, man, I really don't want to see what a fucking Montego Bay strip club looks like on a Monday. Like, it was a
bro.
Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, but with Obi? Oh, dude, I would have fucking totally went.
At that point, we're kind of like, you know what? We're hungry.
I mentioned what he fed you, I'm sure.
Oh God. So the food was good. Got plenty of hot sauce.
Oh yeah.
We smoked a metric shit ton of cigars.
Nice.
So it was good, man. Like we had a good time. But that was Jamaica. I'd like to hear what Scott and John think. Especially since Scott has been before. But dude, they had to water down the booze. Because people would be murdering each other.
Yeah.
You know, and then like they'd come over and it would be like midnight in the pool and like the one security guard would be like, all right, hey, you guys, you know, you got a blood. We're like, all right, go fuck off.
Was there a fucking curfew?
Yeah. Like, come on, dad. Like we're paying thousands for this shit.
Dude,
like,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Like leave.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody complained. Well, we did find out somebody actually had complained sort of the second to last night. And, it's like, well, my wife is, you guys have been around us all day long. Like we're at the pool. You're at the pool. We're at the fucking ocean. We're at the ocean. We're like, look, guy. Like it's a big resort. Like, you know, if you tell us where you want us to go, we will go. We will go where you're not. It's like, well, my wife is allergic to, but he didn't come to us. He went to the fucking.
So he went full on Karen.
Yeah. Somebody said he's from Boston. So I was like, good. I want to know where this fucker's from. He's like, fucking Newton. Like, where the fuck are you from, guy? You know, Andover. Like I got you. So, but we never found out where he's from. And we stopped. We were like, hey, Scott's like, I'm going to do the right thing.
Probably from the Cape.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's North Shore, probably.
Yeah.
Probably like a North Shore guy.
Fuck you.
You know what I want? You know what I've really had a fucking craving for lately? A North Shore beef.
From
the fucking
Kelly's?
Yeah. The fucking the roast beef sandwich. Onion roll.
See, people don't understand.
Like, I fucking want one of those so bad.
Because you get a sandwich and it's not massive by any stretch of the imagination, but the beef is so thin and it stacks so tight. It's fucking phenomenal.
It's like a half a pound of meat.
Yeah, in a little sandwich. In a
teeny sandwich.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so fucking good.
And when you're drunk, it's even better.
And you can't fucking find them anywhere. And everybody's like, go to Arby's. Fuck you, dude.
Dude, that's not the same. It's like big flappy bullshit fucking. Yeah. No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
No, Kelly's is.
Like the bottom bun's a little thicker so that the blood can like soak in a little bit.
And they've been doing this forever. Yeah. So Kelly's is, they've got their craft down. So I went to high school with. I guess one of the professors is part of one of the teachers was his, that's his family. And then the kid, that's his grandfather. So it's Kelly's roast beef. But, and they get, they get two places, two or three places, but like the original one,
is that the place I'm thinking of?
There's one on Salem.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's one closer to Revere, right? Kelly's roast beef. And I think that's the original one. The one closer to Boston is the original.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I remember the one on the North Shore.
Mm-hmm. That had to be
is it Revere Beach
or Salem? There may be one in Revere Beach, but
I think it's in
there's Revere. One in Salem. I think somebody's got. I don't know. We're out in the fucking interwebs now. Somebody's like, you don't fucking remember. It's been a long goddamn time, guy.
Yeah, dude. Remember, they had good lobster rolls too.
Mm-hmm.
But their beef was fucking.
It's just not, and it's pink. It's not fucking like the sandwich is solid, and you can get a couple of them.
There's one in Saugus.
Yeah.
Well, one in Danvers.
There's one in Danvers now.
There's one in Medford now.
See.
See, it's going the way of fucking chain, dude.
Yeah. You know what I miss? If we're going that route, Papagino's Pizza. That place was solid. No matter what Papagino's you walked into, sure. The pizza was the same. They tried to expand out of New England. It didn't quite work. Somebody said they saw one in Virginia. I find that hard to believe. But they still got like 120 something fucking pizza joints in New England. It's the best fucking
Papa
pizza.
Papagino's, they had them in Maryland.
Do they
have they one down? Or two down yeah, that down that
yeah,
far.
Yeah, they try to expand down. I don't know if they're still.
I know there's some in Jersey. Really? I know there's one in Jersey, I think. Yeah.
But you don't need. You need them out here. You don't need them in fucking.
Yeah, fucking. Well, the problem is that you can't get the quality fucking ingredients out right here. You know what I mean? Like, you would have to. Like, you would spend most of your money fucking having shit shipped. You know?
There's one place in San Antonio, Florio's, and they're from fucking Jersey. Their shit is fucking top notch.
Miss Ellie's.
Where's that?
Miss Ellie's. It's Bitters 281.
Yeah.
It's like in this shitty little shopping center behind a fucking Walgreens. And they get solid pizza.
I'll give that
their pizza's fucking solid. It's like East Coast street pizza.
I'll do that. I'll try that.
Yeah. I enjoy that place. Yeah. That place pretty good. And as soon as you walk in, you're like, New Yorkers. Like, yeah. You see it. They have like the white V-necks and the fucking.
That's what we're looking for. I mean, there's certain things I expect.
Yeah.
I walk into Florio's, the guy's from Jersey. There's giant shit everywhere. Yep. Little land shit. And it's like, all right, fine. You guys are fucking Giants fans, whatever. They're not Jets fans, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
There's a lot of 9/11 shit, a lot of NYPD and NYFD shit. Yeah. And then
their sandwiches suck, though.
I just to get the pizza.
I got their Italian.
And because they probably can't get the fucking right ingredients.
Well, they fucking served it hot.
I don't like that either.
And I was like, what the fuck is this, man?
Like, into the crowd, I guess.
Like, fuck. Like, I know you know better. I fucking know you know better.
Yeah, I don't like
that. I shouldn't have to go to fucking Jersey Mike's to get the best sub around here, which is terrible. That's so awful. Sad. Like,
what a fucking sub.
Fuck.
It's fucking awful. But, yeah.
I went out to, I was in Florida. 2 weeks ago, I was jumping again.
Yeah, I saw that on the,
Yeah. Fucking every time I go, I cruise by a Wawa because they got Wawa out there. Yeah. And I get a sandwich because it's literally like the best deli I could find.
There's enough East Coasters though that I bet you if you dug around, you'd find somebody who's like transplanted from, you know, the family came down and they just fucking decided to open up a fucking joint. But.
Well, all right. So. Cheesesteaks is a perfect example, right? Finding a good cheesesteak out here is fucking next to impossible. You know what I mean? You know where the best cheesesteak I found is? It's at the bowling alley on fucking Randolph Air Force Base.
I believe it.
That's the best fucking cheesesteak I've had, dude. It's fucking crazy.
No, we've been doing Cubans lately. There's a place in New Braunfels does a pretty good Cuban.
I'm into that.
And then there's a biker joint out on River Road. And they went from, I think over COVID, they went from just kind of like nuking shit to actually putting in a full kitchen because, you know, whatever. And their Cuban's actually pretty good.
HEB Central Market.
They make
a solid Cuban.
And there's plenty of food trucks. See, the food truck thing is a different thing. Yeah, so there's their food, like Mini Marcos Pizza, supposedly pretty. Haven't tried those guys.
Mini Marcos?
Yeah.
The place is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never got down there.
Fucking Soprasada Pizza and shit.
Yeah. They're award winning. Like, yeah. Apparently their shit wins all the time.
Dude, they're great people, dude. Yeah. They're good folks.
And they're putting a heart stand. They're building a heart stand down there. Down where their truck is, not too far from the Warrior.
Down there in Selma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, near Rotama Park or whatever. Yeah. So I'm going to give those guys a shot.
Yeah, they're solid, man.
The food trucks are different. Like, there's a lot of food trucks in between here and Austin. There's a lot of good fucking pizza joints in Austin because it's a college town.
Yeah.
So I haven't really complained there, but it's in Austin.
You can get shitty fucking street pizza in Austin off 6th Street. I've had it. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's good drunk food.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. There's one place, Pie Society in San Marcos. They're pretty good. Very expensive for a fucking large pie. Like $22, $23 for a large pie.
Jesus
it's a little
Christ.
Rough for a fucking cheese pizza. That's not their extra whatever the fucks. It's pretty expensive. And it's like, God damn it, I just spent $60 on two pizzas and like a
My wife doesn't
eat pizza. So it's like, we may take one and then she gets like a meatball sandwich, which is good. She didn't eat the bread. So then it's like, I spent an awful lot of money for basically nothing here. Pizza, and it's a college town. So I don't get that. Like, I don't get like, what do you guys?
Well, they're all chipping in. Yeah, apparently. And getting eaten half a slice. And broke college kids, man. Shit. Dude, one of the best hookups I ever had was I had a dude in the barracks when I was in Pendleton who moonlit at Pizza Hut as like a fucking driver. And he would fucking just make like a shitload of pizzas and cruise through the barracks and be like, yo,
fucking make it rain.
Fucking 10 bucks. I'll give you guys pies.
Yeah.
Fucking bam, bam, bam. And he'd just be handing out pizzas. That was one of the best hookups. He'd always walk by my room. Mikey, you want a pie? Fuck yeah, I want a pie, dude. Give me that. Yeah. Like, here's 10, bro.
Yeah.
Here's a Hamilton for you.
Especially
got that, since that Hamilton money.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what the fucking chow was.
Like, fucking
horrendous.
Yeah.
Marine Corps don't care.
No. So check this out. I was on guard duty one time and the alarm at the fucking chow hall went off. So I go to the chow hall to like check it out to make sure nobody's fucking up or anything or doing anything crazy. Right. And I get there and I go in the back and there's all these boxes and on the box it's stamped and it's like grade B beef.
Yep.
And it says for prisoner and military consumption only. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me here? Like, goddamn, man. Like, this is what you're feeding the fucking America's finest.
You always look at the food and it was funny, man, because like in the 90s, you'd get like, and the beef was like fucking like that have that oil sheen shit that they just pulled it out of a can or something. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I you get some of that in the fajita meat. It's got that sheen on it. I'm like, I can't do this. Yeah, like, I fucking can't do this because I've eaten too much of this shit.
What am I, a fucking peasant?
Come on. Fuck.
Thought I graduated out of this shit.
Yeah, you know, and Jamaica, they're trying to feed us and it's like, they give us a steak and it's like tiny. And it's like, dude, I'm going to need like two or three. And then they like laugh at you. They're like, one of the girls, Obi's old lady, they like laughed at her. She's like, I'm going to need like a couple of, so they're going to eat, you're going to eat both of those. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
I am.
Like, I'm an American. Like, this is what we do. Yeah, like, dude, and it's all inclusive. Like, just keep bringing
it. We eat and we shit a lot.
Yeah. Like, I eat, you know,
give just, my goddamn food,
you know, keep bringing the booze and,
so all your food and all your booze is covered.
Right. So Sandals does a pretty good job. There's other all inclusives that'll give you like, all right, you can go to like two or three specialty restaurants, throughout your week stay or whatever. Sandals allows you, as long as you can make, the reservations. So on the Big Sandals, that was about a 5-minute ride. They actually had a steakhouse that did like prime rib and like look like 12-ounce steaks based on what their menu said, but you can't get in there.
Yeah.
So we did one place that had, there was no wait and it was a, sort of like a Genghis grill. Okay. It was really good. Nice. And they had, of course they don't advertise it. So I got like beef and chicken, but they had duck, they had squid, and then they had pork along with the beef and chicken. And you just got this huge thing and they actually fed you. So everybody really liked that. Everybody ate heartily that night. And then we're all eager to get back to the pool and start drinking again.
Fucking
A. But it was a good crowd, man. Everybody was in a good mood. There was no bullshit. We saw everybody. We had a really good time.
I'm telling you, man, I think there's something to my theory. Just everybody's chill and everybody's happy. And like, just makes the blow. It makes the booze flow better.
Like, we, you know, cause we had a DJ, in the tent or whatever. So we were playing all the stuff that we normally listen to and stuff like that. And then we like, my wife and I got up and sang Picture.
Of course Kid you Rock, did. Yeah. You fucking nerds.
So we sang it.
I saw you yesterday with an old friend.
The reason why I sing that song. So during the invasion, the first fucking USO tour was Brittany Murphy and Kid Rock. Like, that motherfucker's got more tours in Iraq than anybody I know.
Yeah.
You know, so he came in with that. So that was the first time I ever saw that. That
Brittany Murphy was with him?
Brittany Murphy was with him on that one.
Prior to dying. Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Pour some out for the Penguin movie. Had to go with Pink.
8 Mile or whatever the fuck. So we sang that and then we sang a couple of country songs.
My favorite Brittany Murphy scene is in 8 Mile. When she's about to fuck him in the mill.
Yeah, in the mill.
She licks her fucking finger and like fucking touches her pussy. It's like classic, fucking real, dude. Like she's done this before.
So I'm gonna ad lib this scene. Like, what the fuck did she just do?
Dude, are they fucking? I think they're fucking.
So yeah, so somebody got the Leon got the volume on that, or got the fucking audio on that. And we're like, how did it sound? Because I tried to tell the guy, look, man, turn this shit up. So I'm only getting a little bit of my voice. So it looks like we're singing, but like, it's really fucking,
trying to cheat it.
Bob. No, man, you turn it down enough that like, it sounds like a dead cat. Apparently I thought I sounded good, but I was like,
I was off to drink you away.
Yeah. We're like, woo, you know? So we're singing that. We're singing country shit. Everybody's passing the mic around.
I used to get hammered and sing that song too.
But we sing it when we're driving.
That was one of my moves, bro. When I was a single guy.
Was that your thing?
I'd get drunk, go to a karaoke bar, be like, find the chick that I was talking to and be like, hey man, let's sing
sing this Sheryl Crow song, man. Come on, let's go. Like, you gotta sing that part. You know? And they're like, what?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, we had
Southern California, dude. Everybody's a fucking movie star. They can all sing. So it's fucking.
My wife can sing too, which was kind of, but I guess it sounded like a dead cat.
That's one of the regrets in my life, is that I can't sing. Like, I'm fucking tone deaf as shit.
My dad is super tone deaf and I got all of that. My mom can kind of sing. She's Irish. She can kind of sing. Nice voice. I wouldn't be here. I'd have fucking Liberty Spikes. I'd fucking have knocked fucking Tim Armstrong off of fucking Rancid. I'd be fucking singing. Like, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
I can't sing shit. It's depressing. I can't play fucking musical instruments. That shit's like magic wizardry to me. Nope. Fucking not a clue.
See, I could play guitar.
Yeah. Wizardry. And like, not a clue how
a
you
lot
do
of that. A lot of people don't know that about me, but I play guitar. I've been playing since I was 14. Like,
hey, you've mentioned that before. Yeah. Wizardry.
Yeah. Fucking like that part of music always made sense to me. Like playing guitar, I played the drums initially. That's what started me, because we were too broke to fucking buy anything besides sticks. So fucking, you know, like that. So I started playing drums, and then like, you know, I learned to sing while I was playing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like dog shit because I don't know how to sing. Like, I'm not good at it, man. And like, I'm sure that fucking, you know,
it's kind of
20
like
some odd years of smoking and fucking drinking and shit probably right doesn't help.
It's kind of like the backup guys at AC/DC.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Malcolm can sing. But he'd just be like, and like his mic's there, and he's like they're like, you just step back and play the guitar, man. Like, his,
we'll have somebody off stage fucking sing your backup.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot. Yeah. It was a lot of harmony, but like from way the fuck back.
Sure.
Yeah. So, no, we had a good time, man. It was overall, fucking customs.
How'd that go? Where'd you guys have to do customs at?
So you start the bullshit and
where'd you fly into? Atlanta?
We flew into Dallas. So coming back.
Dallas's customs is way better than Atlanta.
So we get there and it's like midnight. What
airline?
Fucking American. Don't get me started. Told my wife this is the second time she's fucked me on the goddamn American.
I don't give a fuck if it's cheaper, dude. Spend the extra $10. No,
like Delta is my fucking jam. I like Delta. Yes.
Same, dude. Spend the extra $10. It's worth it.
I'd rather go fucking Southwest. I've never been fucked on a Southwest flight.
Right.
No, so we get off that bird. They've completely fucked us. Oh, so we're in the terminal in friggin' Jamaica. And we realize, hey, we're gonna miss our connector. Because the flight keeps getting bumped. They don't announce that the flight's getting bumped on the friggin' thing. So all these people are sitting there ready to get on our flight. So me and my wife have got the app. There's a couple of people that have the app. And we're sitting at the gate waiting to try to – what I want to do is change flights for the next morning. Like, I need to be on the first fucking thing smoking to San Antonio.
Yeah.
They don't tell anybody. So now we're the fucking flight guys. We're like, yeah, this thing's been bumped. Well, I like to tell like 40 people, like, yeah, your shit's been bumped. And now they're all losing their shit. A United flight had broken, so people are over there. They fix it, and the people are cheering like Americans are trying to get the fuck out of Jamaica. I go down to the other gate that's an American, and I'm like, hey, they board that plane. All the friggin' standbys get on the plane, and I'm like, hey, I just want to talk to somebody about, you know, changing my connector from this other flight. She fucking's like, we'll be over there in a minute. I'm like, whoa. This is the first, I'd been good for like 8 days. My wife had stifled my fucking Boston Irish. Like, it hadn't come out. So I'm like, oh fuck no. No, she motherfucks me. I motherfuck her. I'm like, I'll never leave Jamaica. So I just shut the fuck up and I go to the thing. So finally the kid comes over.
You can
over.
Fuck around when you're in your own country. When you're in another
that's
one.
How I started. I'm like, I'm not in America.
Yeah.
So we go up, the kid comes over. He's like, oh, what do you got, man? And then he just fucking, he squares us the way. And then that chick like is eyeballing me the entire time. I thought like literally I was going to be the extra guy getting fucking shaken down. guy looks at my passport, and then I'm like, here it comes, man. I'm getting the fucking shakedown. I'm getting the fucking lube. And then he looks at this other guy. He's like, oh yeah, we need you to step out of line. And I'm like, grab my wife, fucking get on the bird. Like, good to go. So then we came into Dallas already late. And then we're in this massive fucking line, maybe 200 people. And you know, they've only got like 6 gates open.
Sure.
So we're going through the thing and these people behind us like, hey, we're going into Tulsa. And we're like, we're going to drive though. I'm like, you got a rental car? It's like, oh, we're getting a rental car now. Me and my wife are like, no, you're not. You're going one way. That shit ain't happening.
Yeah.
And they called fucking everybody. And we're like, we told you, like, there's nobody going one ways and there's no fucking rental cars.
Yeah.
Like none of these rental car fucking, like there was certain shit. Like I just guess they were real nice people. So you're talking to everybody in line. Everybody's fucking getting pissed trying to find hotel rooms. They got us to a hotel.
Cause they pick it up if they fuck you.
Yeah. So they picked up the hotel. It's funny. We get to the gate to get our hotel. We're like, hey, we don't need to change fucking flights. I already got that.
One of the nicest hotels I ever stayed in was a free one. Cause the airline fucked me.
We stayed at a Staybridge.
I stayed in the Hilton at in Dulles.
Yeah.
Which is a fucking beautiful hotel.
They were all like, all the ones on the airport were kind of slammed. So we're like, hey, I need a hotel voucher and I need a cab ride. And she's like, oh, what flight were you on? She's like, oh, that one to San Antonio has been delayed. We might be able to get you on that thing. I'm like, I just was like 30 minutes in this fucking line. If somebody had said, hey, or something, it said on your goddamn monitor that this flight hasn't taken off yet, we could have been home Thursday night or whatever. She's like, oh, no, it's boarding now. It's too late. Like my wife's like.
Yeah, because you like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you get, yeah, you like, can't, like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to lose the bags. We're good. So we stayed at a Staybridge, 15, 20 minutes away, got an Uber, got back there, got on, rocketed through the line because it was so early, and then got on the bird, and we had no problems after that. We were getting off somewhere. Oh, that might have been we were getting off at Charlotte, and, there was like 9 cops lined up checking passports. I'd never seen that before.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they were looking for somebody.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, yeah, you're good. And the guy at in Dallas just looked at me and said, yeah, you're good, man.
Yeah.
Like,
welcome back.
Yeah. Fucking
fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all they are in Philly. And we came back from Japan on a TDY trip and, Jesus, they're fucking rude as fuck.
Yeah.
And we've just been in Japan where everybody's bowing and like, I mean, literally like the security guys are like going this way, you know, you're good. You go that way, you know, getting you through security or whatever. They're just like, ah, let's go. Hey, you too.
Like, well, it's Philly, dude.
Welcome back to fucking
Philly's US. A shithole fucking airport. Fucking it's so bad.
I'm sure that there are good people listening to this podcast now from Philly, but fuck you people. Jesus Christ, you're the worst. Philly's, you think we're fucking bad? Dude,
everybody in Philly knows their airport's dog shit.
And it's so big, too. Fuck you all. God, they're so fucking rude.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, they're fucking
rude. They're fucking terrible.
Charlotte was all right.
Charlotte's not bad. Fucking LAX is a nightmare.
I fell asleep at an LAX for like 3 hours on fucking on the cold medicine coming back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. And I hugging my shit and nobody's took my shit. And I woke up and had a couple of drinks. The one cool thing in Charlotte, we're walking by these bars and one of like the big, you know, all the terminals. So it's like kind of the hub. And I'm like, yeah, I got fucking wasted in the bar with my NCYC coming back from Afghanistan for like 9 hours in that fucking bar. My wife's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Well, see, that was the cool thing when you traveled on orders, when you're active duty, you don't have to go through customs.
Nope. And then we talked about the passport, like having the good guy passport.
Oh, the good guy passport's fun. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I've never had to do a lot of this shit. I'm like, see that door? Yeah. That's the door for fucking diplomats and everybody. Like, I used to be able to go through that fucking door. Now I'm fucking,
right.
I'm just like everybody fucking junk you. Yeah. I'm like, this.
Well, see, that's why I like doing the whole Dubai trick. You know, like when you get off the airport, when you walk into customs in Dubai, they got all these fucking lines, right? But right to the left, there's a little desk. And you walk to that desk and you go, hey, I want to get the card. And they're like, okay, you give them $100 and they take a picture of you and give you this little ID card. And it's got your picture on it. It's all written in Arabic, but it makes you a member of the fucking Ministry of the Interior. So you fucking walk and then you take your card and all your stuff all the way to the right. There's like a little fucking like passport with nobody standing there and you just scan your card, boop, it opens up. You walk right the fuck into Dubai. It's like that. And then every time, especially when you're a contractor and because you always go through Dubai.
Yeah.
Every time you go through there, everybody else is waiting in line like a fucking chud. You just walk to the right, fucking dude. Yep. And this shit's good for a fucking year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck.
Dude, the hassle or non-hassle of spending $100.
It's worth it.
Oh.
It's worth it. I will spend money to not stand in a fucking line every fucking time.
So you spend $80 on the TSA fucking pre-pass. Sometimes that works for you. Sometimes you still get fucking anally raped. I haven't figured like what good that shit has done me at all.
The pre-check? I fucking love it, dude. Especially here in San Antonio.
Here in San Antonio, it's fine. But I've flown out of airports like that. You go through that line and then you end up back in the main line. I'm like, why am I taking all my shit off? In San Antonio, sometimes you don't take your shit off. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, do you guys fucking, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it works for me.
Yeah.
And everybody's, I think, clears a racket. I think
we did clear once. Clear,
that's a racket. That's a
fucking racket. That doesn't do shit for you. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing as fucking TSA pre-check. Yeah.
Mm. International travel is a fucking nightmare.
What are you drinking over there, bud?
So I've got a little bit of that 10th Mountain Division, something or other, and then Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Because my liver is on
you're probably,
spring break.
It's probably recovering slowly. Yeah.
Yeah. I finally had a need for a cigar yesterday and I smoked a cigar. But before that, I mean, we were smoking and then they're fucking motherfucking like, oh, you can't have a cigar. You can't. There's a smoking sesh like right there. Like, dude, I'm not smoking over there. Like I'm going in the water. Like I'm going to smoke my cigar. But then we go to the other resort. Nobody says shit to us.
Yeah.
We had a little incident with some folks in Buffalo. They found out, I guess I was getting married. But then they took us all over. They had Jameson.
Oh, nice.
So they had JMO. So everybody bellied up to the bar. They did. She poured. There was only 20 of us anyway, but there was probably like 9 of us. So she had them pour like 15 shots. So my brother-in-law does a triple. Obi does a triple. Scott, I think, did a double. John did a double or a single. And me and my sister-in-law, Ashley, we smell it. Because everybody's kind of bullshitting. So I kind of got my cup and I'm smelling it. I'm like, oh, this is warm. Oh, this is awful. It was kind of like it was a Jameson something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, poor. And we're both like fucking doing this. So we shoot it down. They're like, oh, congratulations. Shoot it fucking down. So I was like, oh, and everybody's like, who's going to go fucking first? My brother-in-law is fucking chugging water to make sure it stays down. It was awful.
Wow.
But we killed a bottle of Jameson. I don't know what it was. It was Jameson and something
in the bottle.
In the fucking shot. And it was like a shot, like, I don't know, like that.
I don't know what the fuck they were making.
Oh, it was awful. And it was warm. Who the fuck pours you a warm anything?
Well, like,
and it was beach warm. So it was even warmer.
Like shots. Like I'm a warm whiskey drinker. Like I prefer, like if I do a shot, I want it warm. Really? Like I don't want it fucking cold. Like if you chill my Jameson, I'll fucking fight you. Like I just, that's just,
well, you would have been the only guy.
Yeah. Whiskey's fine. With warm.
Fucking green. But, so that kind of, that basically shut me down for about 3 hours worth of drinking that night. We had food, went to the hotel and back to our other hotel. And I was like, man, I either need some pussy, like fucking frozen drink or something. Cause my palate is completely fucking shit canned after that.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, ooh. But no, every morning, nobody was like, oh, I'm hurting. I'm this, I'm that. Like, let's get after it.
I'm telling you, man.
John drank and then he dove every day.
Yeah.
You know, they gave him some shit because he was getting ready to light up a cigar before he got in a boat. We were there. Me and my brother-in-law were there. And the guy's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't smoke. And he's like, huh? I was like, hey, you want this? I'm like, absolutely. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, let's get this party started, man. Like,
fucking
let's go, you know?
Oh. What are you smoking on right now?
I've got a 5.56 Garrison.
Oh, you want your Corojo blend,
it's,
huh?
It's my normal. And that's what pretty much I smoke.
That's going to be my backup. That's what I got over here. But right now I'm on the 762 Field.
And they had for the wedding, they had the American. So those American, completely American made cigars.
Yeah.
So me, John, and Scott, my Leon smokes. And then we had a whole box. I don't know where the whole fucking box went. Like I got two, I had the one I smoked and I have got two left. And then they gave me the box and it's got, that's a little thing. So there's probably a bunch of half dead soldiers all over that fucking place for all the people who didn't smoke fucking, and they're good. I mean, it's not a great cigar. It's a good cigar.
Yeah.
And it's completely American made. And I know they had a hard time fucking finding it. So I, you know, obviously appreciate it. I mean, I really appreciate everything those guys did. We brought a ton of cigars down. We smoked a ton of cigars. Fire was a little hit or miss. We finally had to talk. A couple of us had butler service, so we were able to get butane. My buddy was passing through the airport at Kingston. He got us a bunch of little decent lighters that kind of got us through until we got the butane.
Nice.
You wouldn't think. They sell cigars on the at the hotel. They're bullshit. They're not like real Cubans. They're bullshit fake Cubans.
Sure.
You know, John Scott kind of fucking,
I'm sure they just ruined everybody's fucking life.
They're like, yeah, it's
like fake, fake, fake,
fucking awful. They got taken in and I'm sure they'll tell you. So, and then they get like big bullshit fucking Bob Marley fucking lighters. Like, how am I supposed to fucking smoke a cigar with this thing? But yeah. So we went to this little out in the middle of nowhere fucking shop at a grill, and they had a cigar thing run by Pakistanis. I don't know how the fuck that worked. So Scott and John saw
it. Good to see it's consistent everywhere.
Yeah. They got these cigars that they're like, if these are real Cuban whatevers, they'll be good. And then they bought them. And then on the way out, John saw a box of those, but they were packaged wrong. And he's like, absolutely not. Like, this is absolutely not. Like, this is not how these things are packaged. So we just basically got fucked for like $40 a piece.
Sure.
And they're like, yeah, these are garbage. They smoked like half of them. And they're like, yeah, I'm not fucking doing this. So,
I was at an event a while back, and a buddy of mine's wife had, she'd got these Cubans, and sweet lady, she was just trying to fucking, you know, help everybody out and get us Cubans and stuff, and everybody was super excited about it. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, I don't know, man. So yeah. I start sending pictures over to John.
Yeah, it's like vetting a Navy SEAL. Yeah, is this guy fucking real?
And yeah. John's like, nah, dog. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I didn't think so, man. Like, he's like, those aren't Cohibas, bro. And I was like, yeah. It's like the most counterfeited fucking like cigar on the planet. You know, like, and everybody wants Cubans. It's not fucking
hard, because all you're aluminum, some foil, a tiny little fucking band.
Yeah.
And that's all you're faking.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not faking a whole bunch of shit. And yeah, and then you get effed. So
just getting effed in the A. Well, fuck, Jim, I appreciate you coming through on the show tonight, buddy.
Absolutely, buddy.
My weekend was pretty lackluster. I didn't do shit. I looked at Haley and I was like, we ain't doing shit this weekend. She's like, done. And I was like, fucking sweet. So like, we didn't do fuck all.
This past weekend we didn't. We watched that stupid, I like Chris Pratt, so it wasn't that stupid, but we watched.
Oh, how was that movie?
There are a lot of plot holes.
Is there? Yeah.
Yes.
Premise is really cool.
The premise is fucking cool. So that's why we're watching it.
I haven't watched it yet.
Dude, they drop these people in literally like, hey, we're going to go fight this war 30 years in the future. If you're dead, sometime between that, like when they came in like the 30 years, then they draft you first, but you've got like a day and a half to get your shit together before they drop you. You only do a seven day tour, a duty. And, like some guys have body armor. Like Chris Pratt's got like almost like a duty belt, but no body armor. These things fire like these spikes that can go through everything. So you get to the future, they're running around in thin skin Humvees with 50 cals, no mini guns, a couple of MRAPs, but that's not what they rolled around in. No crew serve weapons, no Apaches. They got F-35s, but no Apaches. They've got there's a lot of shit like, hey, we have Blackhawks, but we don't have Apaches. We can use this fucking toxin to wipe out all the males who do most of the fighting, but we can't. We'll just wait until we have a toxin that kills the females as well. There's just a lot of plot holes. Watch the movie. Not near as stupid as Without Remorse. Yeah. Not near as stupid.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah. And Chris Pratt is like, he's good. Like he uses his weapon correctly for the most part.
He seems like a good fucking dude anyways.
That's why I like him. So it's like, whatever, man. I don't care.
Like, I don't care if you fuck up a movie or not, dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, he seems like a solid guy.
And they're making a fucking sequel.
That's
weird. The movie kind of ends like you're like, oh, like they've done it. Like they've taken care of the fucking problem. Nope, they're going to make a sequel because it's done well.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some fucking significant plot holes. So that's what we did Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't do fuck all, man.
Well, the weather was fucking like it was. The weather was shit. Until like one or two and then it'd be good.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
like this weekend I got to go to fucking Chicago, which I'm not looking forward to because it's Chicago.
What are you doing?
I got an event Friday night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then Silky Psych on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then
how far?
I don't know. Probably 8 miles.
That's good.
Probably 8-ish. Yeah. You know, it's a fucking bar crawl wearing your underwear. That's what it is. You know,
I know a guy's doing that too. So, dude, yeah, you'll have a good time, man. But it is Chicago.
Yeah.
Don't get shot.
Yeah, right? Fuck. Like I do, one of my Marines works as a bartender up there, and he's one of the he's fucking in the Groundlings, or not the Groundlings. What's Second City? Fucking comedy.
Yeah.
Like fucking a lot of big names have came out of that shit. Like Will Ferrell was in that shit and stuff. So, I'm gonna visit him and fucking kind of hang out with him and see how he's doing. This dude fucking trip, man. We were in Okinawa one time, and this dude went and bought a Mario costume, like Mario Luigi fucking thing. And he just ran around an Okinawan mall fucking with Japanese people dressed as Mario. It went viral on fucking internet. It's fucking hilarious.
That's why he's a comedian, apparently.
Yeah.
Dude, comedy's so fucking tough to do.
Dude, he was
like, that's like magic, too.
He was such a shithead Marine, but he was fucking, well, he's just a funny dude, man. Yeah. He's
found his fucking calling.
Yeah, found his niche.
Yeah, so. That's cool.
But yeah, fucking check us out. Fucking smash all those buttons. Tell your mom. Tell your friends.
Tell your friend's mom or mom's friends.
That's right.
Something.
All right. And, you know, it's just a... it's whether you're fucking across the goddamn world in a sandals resort or right here back at home. We appreciate y'all tuning in and whatnot. Jim, thank you again, buddy. And thank you for being my freedom friend.
Absolutely, my
Cheers,
friend.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, I'm almost out of fucking booze.
You got enough for the sip, though.
I got enough for the sip, kid.
And as always, just three little small pieces of advice that we like to pass around here. Nothing crazy. Jimmy, why don't you hit him with the first one?
Smoke on?
Drink on. And goddamn it. Freedom to fuck on. We'll see you guys next time.